You, in the winter, it's usually freezing right here. It's like so
yeah,
hot.
Yep, yeah. Yep, thank you.
Let's just fix it.
This is where
how you doing, Paul?
Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone. We have a Board of Equalization meeting that shouldn't take too long. We'll knock that out, and then we'll get to commission meeting. So the first agenda item on Board of Equalization is the approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve item number one.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Assessor approved process report, item two.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You good?
Aye.
Okay. Item three, BOE hearing process report.
I'll make a motion to approve item three.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. And then four, approve or deny class change, primary residential to secondary residential.
I didn't see any issues.
I don't know if there's anyone from the assessor's office to address this. This is theirs. Theirs here.
These are just applications from individuals that want to change from primary to secondary.
Okay.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve item number four.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. And five, approve or deny petitions to BOE property valuations after the filing deadline.
Okay, we've got five late petitions on the recommendation letter today. Four of them are factual errors, and I'll let the assessor's office address that if they'd like. You do have their recommendations in there. I just want to address item number four, because that's actually not a factual error. That's an extraordinary circumstance, but it's an access interruption question. So I mark that as approved if the assessor agrees, because access interruption is kind of a special, is kind of a specialized area. So this really is, it's even though it's not factual, even though we don't necessarily need the assessor's degree, I wanted them to review that and tell us if there really was, if access interruption really was a factor in allowing this petition to be approved late. And again, you have their recommendations, but I'll let Theron address that.
Thank you.
So in four, there wasn't a whole lot of information as far as timeline. It's a temporary issue that's not, I mean, it goes away. It was some construction in the area, but there really wasn't a lot of information. On a factual part, we would deny it. On an extraordinary type aspect, that would be up to you. On number five, the land classification, it's put there as a factual. We would actually recommend a denial. It had a commercial building permit on it at the time of the assessment on January 1st. Later in the year, the owner filed bankruptcy, and I think November this year, there was a deed in lieu of foreclosure that was given to turn the ownership back to the bank. And so I believe it's actually the bank that's filing the request. In a conversation Carrie had with somebody from the bank, they talked like they were going to probably list the property for more than what we have it assessed for. So I'd also recommend a denial on number five.
So just for the board's information, that would mean that based on the assessor's recommendations, we you would actually be approving items one, two, and three, and denying the petitions for items four and five.
Or at least on four, deciding whether or not we think there was an interruption.
And that's a tough one, because it isn't, because they are claiming extraordinary circumstances. They're saying the petitioner is stating that because of the access interruption, they weren't able to properly evaluate whether their property was over or undervalued until after the construction calmed down and they were able to get a better estimate. I'm guessing they're probably going to be coming back with some type of like income analysis basis for appeal, but We have to get past the late petition part before we, but they really didn't, but to be fair, they really didn't give us much beyond the access interruption. So I don't know if this actually has enough to move forward at this time. So.
Not on the item five.
That's on item four. Item five is pretty clear. The items 1, 2, 3 and five are all factual errors. And the assessor's office is obviously provided why they feel that that should be approved or denied. But four was a unique one that I wanted to give a little bit more discussion about.
Anyone here from the Archibalds?
No, we don't normally send out because this is just a evaluation of a petition. So
okay.
Do we know what the difference in the tax bill would be?
We don't. For this point, we're not necessarily looking at the merits of the appeal of what the difference in value could be. It's really just an analysis of the petition. If the board wants to approve this, it can go through the process, and then that way they have a chance to provide additional evidence and have their appeal go forward.
I tend to lean towards giving people a chance to make their argument, but I'm fine either way on this one with you two.
I'm fine to confirm the assessor's recommendation.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Just so I know what the motion was, are we going with what the assessor recommended on all five?
We're going with the assessor's recommendation.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. I'd entertain one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, if you'll just give us a couple